I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Dylan, thanks for joining us. If you have a question for Dylan, please use the hand raise feature and we'll get to you here in just a second. We'll start with Sean Coleman.
Hey, Dylan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for asking. So two games coming up against the Timberwolves. Anthony Towns back, obviously, into the flow of things, but they do have some good depth in the backcourt, especially with Anthony Edwards and Malik Beasley. You know, defense has really been the calling card for the Grizzlies so far. When you look at this matchup with the Wolves, what really stands out to you about them that y'all are going to have to focus on to limit their ability, especially from beyond the arc?
You know, they're great, talented, young guards. I love to get the ball up, so you know they're very aggressive, and that's hard to guard as a defender. If an offensive player is very aggressive, it's hard to guard as a defender. So you know, it's got to be ready. You know, study their habits that they like. You know, they love to drive, so you know we got to guard the drive and then be the second person to contest. But they got young talent over there. We just got to be ready and energetic coming out from the right from the beginning.
Evan Barnes.
Hey, Dylan. With some of the new protocols that have been put in place in the NBA as far as COVID goes, how do you feel about how has it changed, kind of how you are adjusting on it? How is the team dealing with it? But obviously, I think you guys have to, like, you know, remain in one place except for team activities. So kind of how are you guys feeling about the newer restrictions passed this week?
It's the same thing. You know, we got each other, and, you know, we're being professionals about it, trying to be, you know, trying to protect ourselves and our families as well, because we know, you know, COVID's not something to be played with. And, you know, we're just being professionals about it, just coming in, getting our craft, working on our craft, and getting ready for our games.
Mike Wallace.
Hey, Dylan, this, I think, is the second or third time this season you guys have faced a team in consecutive games like this. Is there an advantage or disadvantage to this format of the schedule that you've seen as a player in terms of going up against a team back-to-back like that?
I think it's an advantage, I guess, playing them after the first game, so you know what to expect and you know how to play, I guess, their guards or their plays and all that. So I feel like it's only an advantage when you play the second game, but you get to stay in the same spot. It lessens the road trips, so it's a plus.
Peter Edmiston.
Yeah, Dylan, I'm curious, from your perspective as a Canadian, what have you made of the last week or so in the United States, and what have your discussions been like with the team?
About what? About COVID?
No, about the insurrection in the Capitol, the violence last week in the Capitol around the inauguration of President Biden next week.
I'm not into a lot of politics. I just leave that for people that know. You know, it's something that we talk about as a group with each other. Watched, you know, some of the guys watched a movie about it, visit George Floyd's memorial. I'm still getting educated on things like that. And, you know, usually I'm just like a gym rat who just loves to work on his craft and just focuses on basketball. But I know there's bigger things out there that, you know, as human beings that we need to work on. And, you know, we're creating a dialogue as a group, and hopefully, you know, other teams are doing the same thing, and it gets out to more and more people, and I hope everything just gets back to normal.
Terry Davis.
How you doing, Dylan?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, quite a question for you. when you were within the bubble, a lot of people said that was very mentally draining for them. How's that different now? And then with the protocols y'all about to go into now, how is the game different for you mentally versus playing in that bubble?
I feel like you should be locked in. You know, there's no distractions, no other off-court stuff. Just focus on the opponent in front of you and give the best to your ability. You know, this is probably going to be the highest level of sports since the bubble. And, you know, I'm ready. I know my team's ready. And you know, we're not worried about all the other stuff. But once you're worried about the other stuff, then you have another thing on your mind instead of what's at task is, you know, beating the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's all we have time for today. Thanks, Dylan.
Thanks.